The scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4, and then 8 through 11. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to all the prisoners, to proclaim the year of Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of faint spirit. They will be called the oaks of righteousness and planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build upon ancient ruins. They shall rise up former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities and devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offerings among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people of whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks herself in garland, and bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as the gardens causes up, is sown upon the spring, so that the Lord will cause us righteousness and praise to spring up before all nations. Second reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verses 16-24. Rejoice always, praise without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ of Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything, hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who calls you faithful, and he will do this.
Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, starting with the 6th verse. And you may find it on page 91 of the New Testament. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed, and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." And then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said. Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I'm not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.